The struggles in Monroe became known nationwide, especially in radical circles, black and white. People sent funds and other support. One of the strongest bases of support was in New York City, and Williams made a number of visits there. Robert Williams and Malcolm X made a powerful friendship and connection.
In the course of traveling, he became acquainted with Malcolm X. And when he would go to New York, Malcolm would invite him to speak at the Temple No. 7, where Malcolm was the minister. And every time he'd go to New York to speak or anything, Malcolm would either take us out to the restaurant or he would invite Robert to speak at the mosque. There were times when they met together and had dialogue about what was going on in Monroe, what was going on in Atlanta, in all over the South, and what was going on all over the world.
Harlem's got a special place in my heart. Harlem's been an inspiration to me and to all of those who struggled with me in the South. In fact, I used to come to Harlem on the ladder that used to take up money there. And in the mosque, No. 7, when Malcolm was minister, they used to take up money in the mosque and to send it back with me to the South to buy guns.
Robert Williams and Malcolm X were both aware of the way the world was changing, the role the U.S. government was playing internationally, and the growth of anti-colonial and liberation movements in Africa, Asia, and Latin America.